Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, y'all. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. We just worship you and praise you, God. We enter in with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you. We bless your holy and righteous name on today, God. We thank you for our families, and we thank you for our friends, and we thank you even for our enemies, oh God, those that hate us without a cause in this last hour, God. We pray we here at the Ready Church will make a difference in people's lives, God. Search us, oh God. Oh God, turn the light from heaven on our soul. Oh God, we pray on today that you think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay. I pray for those that are battling different situations, circumstances in their lives, oh God, that they need to turn it over to you, oh God. You are our only answer, our only hope in this last hour. Those that are suicidal and those that are in bereavement and those that are sick in their bodies and those that are sick in their minds on today, we plead the blood of Jesus. We just pray for this sin-sick nation, God. They have turned their hearts away from truth, God. We see the signs of judgment. We see that you're soon to come, and you're coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles in our lives, God. We pray on today, God, you unstop deaf ears and that you will take the veils off of people's eyes, God, before time is too late, God. Help us here at the Ready Church to contend for the faith, God, that was once given to the saints. God, we pray on today and plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today. We pray for those that are sick, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send sick all around about us, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As I said, from 1 week to the next, I'll tell you, it's a blessing to be here. So many things are happening. I mean, happening fast. Oh, God, I tell you, everything is changing. But thank God, our God is still the same. He's still faithful. He's still righteous. He's still a just God on today. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like him on today that try to come against us to hinder and to block and to stop God's word and from you hearing the word of God, because there is life in the word of God, y'all. Only way you're going to have peace of mind that surpasses your understanding with all the chaos and confusion and everything that's going on in this nation, God, I tell you the only thing, people need the Lord. People need the Lord. You need the Lord. I'm telling you, it's just a mess when you look at stuff and you see so much on YouTube and all these different sites. You just see so much. I'm telling you, this world has changed. But God's word still remains the same. He's still God Almighty. The enemy knows he's running out of time. And I'm telling you, I see all his little work and all his little schemes and all his little tricks and everything, you know. But God want to pull the scales off your eyes, so that you can see. So you can say, I once was blind, but now I can see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, yes, how you can see through the word of God. And the enemy knows that. That's why he's running out of time, and he knows it. And he's trying to attack from all angles, everywhere. Everywhere you look. I mean, I was looking at a couple of articles. Let me start here. Looking at a couple of articles that was kind of disturbing. There's one from Fox News. It says, Michigan's House passing a bill making pronouns a felony, findable up to $10,000 or 5 years in jail. Did you hear that? Oh, I'm telling you, devil know you running out of time. That's against the church, y'all, against the true church. Those ones that stand for the word of God, stand for righteousness. They want to shut your mouth. They want to come in and, oh, Lord, just break up everything that God has built up, but it won't work. It won't work. We got to stick to the Bible, y'all. Then there was another article. What's this article? It was, an article called St. Peter's Pride Officials. And this young man, he's a young black young man. He was up there bragging because he was, they was putting him on YouTube, I guess, with a custom crown on display, saying that he's the king for speaking out, called St. Peter's Pride Officials. Boy, I'm telling you, some dangerous stuff going on out here. The devil know he's running out of time. Another article I saw with T.D. Jakes up there dancing, him and his wife. Oh, my God, I'm going to see if I can pull it up and see can I put it up here. I'm telling y'all, come on. The devil is using these people that you looked up to and you worship. I'm telling you. Then there was another article where these Islamic people was bowing down, praying. And I mean, they said that the dead body of Muhammad, I guess was in that temple that they was in where they were bowing down. I mean, it was so filled up with roaches and, oh, my God, and people still with their face and everything bowed down. Oh, I'm telling you, there's some crazy stuff going on out here. There's some crazy stuff, and I think in Jersey, New Jersey, they got nets everywhere. People can't hardly see. Close, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I said there was an article some years ago talking about witchcraft in America. This is all sorcery. This is witchcraft. Oh, everywhere. Oh, my God. In the church and out of the church. Witchcraft, sorcery, everywhere. Yeah, that article that was in Charisma magazine, you know, Charisma. Oh, my God. You don't understand. Y'all don't see what's going on. We got chaos and confusion because of all this stuff. Unsound minds. People's bodies and minds are possessed. They just demonic, demonized. I'm telling you, the culture has been seared with a hot iron, as the word of God say. They're dysfunctional. I'm telling you, people possessed. Oh, my God. I was thinking about, you know, even with, you know, what's her name? Beyonce. I was just talking about, you know, all these different spirits and stuff. Talking through her, she turned from one person to a Sasha and all this stuff. And even Denzel Washington some years ago when he was in playing an actor and stuff, and he was saying, you know, something entered into his body. These people are possessed. The devil's just having a field day. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's some stuff out here, y'all. It's some stuff out here. And there's so much going on. I just want people to see. I want to shake you and wake you. Say, can't you see what's happening right in your face? And then I look and I see so many young people. You know, being put on medication. Oh, my God. Everybody cheering got ADHD. I mean, if they can't sit down for 5 minutes, you know, you want to throw some drugs in them. You know, I'm telling you. And those kids, they just be sitting there like little zombies. You know? That's what they want. So they won't know nothing. Then they're pushing them through school and they don't know nothing. Don't know anything. Some of no kids left behind. They don't care. Just push them through. Don't know nothing. Don't know ABCs, 1, 2, 3. Don't know nothing. But then get out here and sing them rap songs and hip-hop and bebop and twerk and do everything, and they want your children to be dumb, stupid, no manners, no morals. Oh, my God, look at the church. Look at the world today. Pharmacia. Okay, we're going to talk about pharmacia today along with why we are where we at today, because we have pharmacia. Means sorcery. In the Greek word, that's the Greek word for pharmacy. In the English, it's pharmacy. But in the Greek, it's pharmakia. Okay? It's translated in Galatians 5 and 20, witchcraft is sorcery. Implying magic, you know? Who has bewitched you? That's what the Bible says. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Let's go to Galatians. Please pay attention. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to let you know that this is why our world has been turned upside down. Right is wrong and wrong is right. See the signs right in your face. Pay attention to the signs. Signs are important. Signs are placed so that you can be warned where you're going. You know, oh, my God. Pay attention to the signs. Oh, my God. Oh, I just get so upset when I see what is taking place. My people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, he said. The word of God says people destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Oh, my God. Help us today, God. Help us to make a difference. Please pay attention. Close attention. This may save your life. Like I say, you got the children on medicine, want them to be still and don't move. And a child is going to be a child. The Bible said when I was a child, act like one. They don't want to act like children. They want to be zombies. Just sit there and then how are they going to learn? How are you going to learn? Well, you can't even think. You got uppers and downers. That's what medicine does, you know? And then everybody just come out mental illness. Mental illness? Yeah. Point them to medicine. So you won't point them to Jesus. Don't trust God's word. He's a healer. He made you. He know more about you than anybody. He made the doctor that you're putting your trust in. Oh, my God. And the men that you make it, that's making the medicine, he knows them. But you trust them over him. What in the world is going on? Witchcraft in America, that's what's going on. Pharmacia, medicine, drugs. And I'm told that the drug business in the country is the biggest booming business in the world. Yeah, because they keep you coming back. And you only pay attention on the door and say practicing. They practicing. And who they practicing on? You. Go, they give you one medicine and say, okay, try this. And if that don't work, come back, we'll try something else. So what? You're being the guinea pig then, right? They're using you. Oh, my God. And then every time you go and some of that medicine is so high, $200 and $300 for a pill. What you buying for a pill? I'm telling you. My God. The devil's working hard. He wants you to get your eyes off of Jesus. Don't trust him. Most of Jesus' ministry was healing. Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils. People were possessed. Man was living in a tomb out of his mind. But when Jesus came by and took him, oh, my God, he restored the man's mind. Oh, my God, the lame was being healed. They got up and walked. Oh, my God, the blind, people that couldn't see, their eyesight came because they trusted God's word. But I'm telling you, oh, my God, there's so much going on today to take you away from the truth. The word of God said here in Galatians chapter 3, it said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you or tricked you or conned you? Come on, y'all. Who is taking you away from the word of God that you rather to believe man over God, the one that made the man? It said, O foolish Galatians, these spirits, these sorcery and witchcraft everywhere. It said, who has bewitched you, tricked you, fooled you, put a spell on you? You know, using magic, you know? Who has bewitched you that you should not, what, obey the truth? What is the truth? The word of God. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It will lead you and guide you to heaven, to glory. It says, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? My God. I'm telling you, it's just so much going on. Like I said, it got your children, like zombies. Just keep quiet. You know, I'm telling you. Wrong people, too. They drugging them up, too. You know, just drug up the whole nation. They drunken the wine and not on the wine. Putting stuff in there, in the wine. I'm telling you, drugs. Oh, my God. My God. And that's why they don't want you in the book of the Old Testament. So you need to go in there and you can see. And let's go. Let's see. Dude. Oh, my God. Oh, we're running out of time. Oh, he's running out of time. I mean, he's nonstop, y'all. 24/7. He's at it. But you know, if they keep you away from the Old Testament, like I said, from Exodus, talking about the commandments, and you know, and children obey your parents, you know, like you know, honor your mother and your father. And, oh my God, let me slow down, cause I just get so upset when I see all this stuff and I look and everybody has naked. Oh, my God, porn everywhere. Oh, woman thou are loose. Oh, it's over now. They ain't having woman thou loose no more because they don't loose everybody. I'm telling y'all, pay attention. Attention. It's witchcraft in America, y'all. The nation that have forgotten God. The word says the nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Oh, yeah. That's what you're saying, witchcraft. Witchcraft, sorcery. Oh, my God. Witchcraft or sorcery implies magic portion, mind-altering substance, a part of sorcery, enchantment, from the Greek word pharmakia and the English word pharmacy. And in Revelation 18:23, write that down. There was an angel executing God's judgment in Revelation upon Babylon. Why? Because they refused to repent from their magic spells and, you know. Yeah. And it's the same thing in America. They refuse to repent. Yeah. They refuse to repent of your sins. And it's magic everywhere. Spells everywhere. Witchcraft everywhere. Oh, my God. And the Bible prohibits this. Talks against it. I'm telling you. But our world is controlled by abuse now. Mind-altering substance rooted with satanic enchantment everywhere. Demonic spirits out of the pits of hell, y'all. Oh, my God. Yeah, witchcraft and necromancy and psychics. Yeah. They celebrate it. You look up down on YouTube. I'm a witch and I use spells and people don't understand. Why is all this is just taking over now? Because we've lost the word of God. We've gotten off track. The enemy's trying to come against my mind because he don't want me to get this word out because witchcraft, sorcery, spells. You know, in the atmosphere. This, I just got to read it. Who has bewitched you? That we should not obey the truth. Oh, my God, the truth is God's word. But if they tell you, you know, just go to the doctor and just believe in the medicine, you know, and they take you down, like I said, and bring you up. We got more trust in an appeal than you do God. Oh, my God. It's only because, you know, we don't got away from the word of God. Yeah. Your hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus. Apart from him, we can't do nothing. Apart from him, we will be nothing. This world is just out of control. They celebrate everything that's bad. Everything is bad. Why? Why? Why are we celebrating everything that's bad now? Let's go to Proverbs 22. Okay, Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Lord. Oh, my God. I get so upset with the devil, because we should hate what God hates and love what he loves. He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. And we should hate sin. And that's all we see is sin, sin, sin. Just sin sick. Sin sick world, y'all. There's so much stuff going on, and the devil, like I said, is running out of time. He know it. He know he running out of time. He know he has but a short time. Oh, my God. And the Bible says, and it's on here, and I just said Proverbs. Help me, Lord, to help somebody. Come on. Come on, y'all. Wake up before it's too late. This nation's been turned upside down. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Oh. Come on. Run for your life. Come on. You get help and then you can help somebody else. Come on. Oh, my God. I tell you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he'll raise up a standard. Okay, it says in Proverbs 22 and verse 28, it says what? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy father has set. That's what we see today. The ancient, which means the old landmark. It's being removed, y'all. That's a marking of something being, you know, before you build a house, you know, you got to have a foundation. This is our foundation, the word of God. He told us don't remove it. Don't remove the landmark. Don't remove the foundational truths, y'all. Oh, my God. The landmark, please don't move it. But it's here in America as we look around. Let's go to Psalms as we look around. As we look around, y'all. The landmark is being removed. And he told us don't move it. He said remove not. I mean, don't do it. It's the cornerstone. It's the place of being stable. Oh, my God. Yes. Psalms 9. This is what's wrong with America, y'all. I get so upset. I just see so much. And I just want to help. I'm not a preacher. But I study the word of God. He said, give us our daily bread. Come on, y'all. You feed your body physically every day. You get up, you want some breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But how about your spiritual food so that you can live? The Bible says in Psalms 9 and 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forgets God. Come on, y'all, to move the landmark, forgotten God. Oh, yeah. You don't want to obey him. We can see it.
We have seen you trying to move the old landmark. These preachers ain't preaching about being saved, set free, and delivered, and having a changed life today. No, they're not. Psalms 119. Help me, Jesus, to help somebody. I just want to help somebody. I want the scales to fall off your eyes. Psalms 119. Or help us. They removing the landmark that you told us don't remove it. But that's what's happened. The nation's forgotten God. Jesus is our foundation, y'all. The word of God. Foundational truth. 119. I pray that y'all study. 119. And let's see. 119:11 says, the word have I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against God. That's where you got to hide the word of God in your heart, so that we won't sin against God. But this nation has sinned against God, a nation that has forgotten God. Oh, my God. But the next verse said, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Teach us, Lord. People don't want to be taught. They removing the landmark. Don't want to be taught. Don't want to hear. Don't want to hear. Why? Because the devil knows there's life in the word of God. But you know what? In Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I'm telling you, you might try to move it, but the word is already settled in heaven. Come on, y'all. The landmark is trying to be moved. Yes. The Bible talks about how the Israelites had, you know, they were landowners. And God forbidded them to remove the landmark. And he's forbidding us the same thing. You got landowners, and he don't want you to remove the landmark. His word. This is a spiritual landmark. Come on. This is life. This is for your life. This is for your soul. You may say, well, why all this stuff happening? Why are we living like this? Because we don't forget the word of God. Don't remove the landmark. Mm-hmm. And got rid of your, you know, all your values, your principles, you know, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the biblical teachings. You know? Oh, my God. The word of God tells us a nation that forgets God, like I said, will be cast into hell. Do you believe that? If we don't live right, we don't do right. Men, you know, just want to do whatever he want to do. They just want to take over the earth. We read that the other day. And that's in Psalms 2. Let's go there. Oh, my God, help me to help somebody. We here at the Red Church just want to contend for the faith. There's so much going on. It said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth themselves are rulers taking counseling together. Like I told you, all nations coming together, y'all. Oh, my God. You look at God's house today, it sure don't look like God's house. Because, man, you know, I made up in his mind they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Out with you, God. Get rid of you. The nation without God. No one want to serve you. You know? No one want to serve you no more, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. But this world belongs to the Lord. Mm-hmm. That earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it belongs to God. Oh, my God. But we see, you know, everything's trying to change. Like I just read to you at the beginning, you know, they changing the laws. Now they're going to put you in jail. They're going to put you in jail for if you don't call a man a woman and a woman a man. If that's what they want to be called. $10,000 is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then 5 years in prison. That's the law that they're about to pass, y'all, in Michigan. Y'all need to pay attention to what's going on around about you. Mm-hmm. God's word remains the same, y'all. He said his word is settled forever in heaven. Oh, yeah. It's settled. I don't care what you see changing and everything. My God said he's still the same. He's still the same. God forbid us to remove the landmark, y'all. Mm-hmm, the old ancient landmark. We live in a time now where men just, you know, like I said, changing the laws. Look at Obama. Got in office, you know, and now what, we got month in June Pride. Come on, y'all. This world is, I'm telling you, it's upside down. Mm-hmm. Trying to tamper with God's word and change God's word to fit what man wants, you know. Man don't want to obey God and don't want no rules. You got rules everywhere, though. Got rules everywhere. Man don't want no rules. Nope. Don't want to be told nothing. You know? A nation that has forgotten God. Oh, my God. The only way you have peace is in the word of God. The only way you can have peace. Let's do the word of God. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. But we got to trust God. Try him. I'm telling you. As I said, it's so much going on. You know, so many changes. You know, but the Bible is still true. The word of God is still truth, y'all. It's still true. Still true. Shall we continue in sin, y'all? No. Come on. Wake and shake yourself. Come on. Get back to the word of God. And give you joy. A joy, unspeakable joy. The joy that the world can't give you and the world can't take away from you. Come on. Get back to the word of God. We look around and we see all the stuff that's happening in the church today. We see that the landmark has been removed, y'all. And God told us, don't remove. Don't remove it. Yes. Oh, my God. It's just so much. Sometimes you just don't know. I just don't know what to say, you know, because I see so much. And you want to help, you know. But you can only help where people want help, where they receive help. Everybody don't want to receive help. You try to live all you know. You know, you try to set an example before your children. This nation, I'm telling you, you know, don't want prayer, don't want Jesus, don't want to hear nothing about him, you know. I'm telling you, running out of time, y'all. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I tell you, I'm just so filled up today with so many different thoughts and things that, you know, I want to share. You know, it's really upsetting when you see how the church is, you know, degressed instead of progress. Like I said, he sent his son to save us from our sin. But these churches, you don't see anybody getting saved. You barely even see an altar call. You know? I mean, they doing lion dance and lecture slide and, oh my God. And like I said, twerking, and you got your kids doing it. And that's why God had to go in and destroy everything before, you know, and during the flood. Because I was like, Lord, you had to destroy the children too? Yeah. You had to destroy the children too because they was corrupt, you know, just like the adults was, you know, because they learned from them. He had to cleanse up everything. Everything was defiled. Everything. And we're right back there again today, y'all. Right back where we started again. You know? Oh, my God. But I pray. I pray that something we say here at the Ready Church will shaken you and awaken you before time is too late. You know? The nation has really changed. Nobody's repenting. Church is powerless. It's all about money, fame, and a name. That's all. I'm telling you. You look at some of the stuff, like I said, it's just straight out porn. I can imagine how the Lord feels. Because I know how I feel. My start night didn't come on today. You know? So, anyway, y'all be praying for me. I'm praying for you. And I pray that I'll make a difference where it counts. We're here to Ready Church just trying to contend for the faith. The word of God said, remove not the old landmark. For this nation has removed the old landmark. You know, like I said, signs and symbols everywhere. When I say signs and symbols everywhere, people are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, children are disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. Children don't have manners. Don't you say thank you? You know, are you welcome? Nothing. Unholy is this nation. People just heartless. I mean, some of the stuff I've seen on this YouTube and stuff, I'm telling you, people hearts. They have no regards for human life. Tearing each other down. Slanderous, you know. Talking down one another. This nation. Oh, my God. It's out of control. Just out of control. People are just out of control. Just doing in and everything. Just brutal. Yeah. Treacherous. Reckless. Yes. Mm-hmm. Lovers of pleasures. The Bible say, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Yeah. That's what we see today. You see the sign? I see the sign. Yeah. And I don't like what I see. And I know God don't like what he sees. Like I said, witchcraft everywhere. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Hey, Lord, where do you have me to go? I'm telling you, it's just so much going on. Like I said, witchcraft everywhere. Mm-hmm. Love a man. Waxing cold. These preachers and stuff done been over there, dressed up, you know, from other countries, you know, Jakes went over there and he had on all this African garb, and Juanita with this African garb, and Bernard Jordan, he went to India, and, you know, and they up there laying hands on him. All this stuff is just sorcery, y'all. It's witchcraft in the church. They place the spell on you, on your mind, that you don't obey the truth. You won't even hear the truth now. They don't remove everything. You know, that's why they say they want a new world order. Out with you, God. We don't want you. We don't want you in our home. That's where it should start at home, and then spread abroad. We don't want you in our home. We don't want you in our schools. We want you on our job. We just don't want you. You know, and I know if the saints, the old saints could, you know, see what's taking place today, they would not believe. They would not believe the state of the church. They removed the landmark. What was once wrong is now right. I mean, God's house looked like a clubhouse. Yeah. Clubhouse. Ain't God's house. My God. It's a sad day. It's a sad thing. It's a sad time that we see today. Oh, yes. Sad. Here in Leviticus chapter 18 and 21 says, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. That's what we're saying today. I mean, you know, Jakes and them, his daughters, and, you know, these pastors and their children, and you cause your children to pass through the fire of Molech. It said, neither shall thou profane the name of the Lord, for I am the Lord. It said, thou shalt not lie with mankind. This is what they don't want you to read. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therein. Neither shall any woman stand before the beast to lie down thereof. It is confusion. That's all we see, y'all. Chaos and confusion everywhere. Like I just said, you know, they're getting past this law. You know, you got to call them what they're not. You're going to get fined $10,000. Not $1,000, not $100. $10,000 and jail time. Y'all better look it up. These are the signs of the time that Jesus warned us of. Oh, yes. He said, defile not yourself in any of these things, for in all these nations are defiled, which I cast before you. This nation, witchcraft, pharmakia, drugs. I'm telling you, everywhere. I mean, America has really changed because we moved the landmark that God told us don't move. It's saying the land is defiled. The land is defiled. The land is polluted, y'all. It's dirty. It's unclean. It's corrupt. It said, therefore, I do visit the iniquities thereof upon it. And the land itself vomit out her inhabitants. I'm telling you, this stuff should just make you sick. Oh, my God. It don't make you sick what you see. I mean, even people, like I said in the other video, you know, I mean, other on your video, people that didn't even go to church, y'all, come on. Everybody didn't go to church. Everybody wasn't brought up in the house of God. But even them, they had respect, they had morals, they had value. But today, going out of the window. The Bible say, remove not the old landmark. This nation has removed the landmark. Like I said, I mean, we have values. We can't get about how we look and how we carried ourselves and what we said. These kings don't have no respect. Don't have mercy. No respect. Oh, my God. He said, ye shall therefore keep my statutes. We're supposed to keep his word. Keep it. Not let it go. Hold on to it. He said, remove not the old landmark. Hold to it. Keep it. My God. Come on, y'all. Read your Bible. Get in the Bible. Go from Genesis to Revelation. Don't start in the middle. Who gets a book and buy a book and start in the middle? You start in the beginning of the book, but the devil has used this against you to tell you to start in the middle of the book, and people never go back to the beginning. Like I said, you buy a book. You start in the beginning. Just get a full story. See, the devil, that's what he's used to get people away from the full story of God's word. The order starts at the beginning. In the beginning was God. The word was with God, and the word was God in the beginning. Come on, y'all. Let's get back to the word of God, his foundational truth. It's a lamp. It will be a lamp unto your feet, meaning to guide you. And it will be a light unto your path. Because I'm telling you, there's so much out here now, and people don't know right from wrong, good from evil, because they have not studied the word. And if you don't study the word of God say, my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Because you don't dig in it. You don't do like the Berean Christian. You don't search the scripture to see whether it be true or not. Come on. This is your life we're talking about. This is your soul. The devil knows he's running out of time in his witchcraft. Witchcraft. Trying to stop and block the word of God. They're casting a spell over your mind to make you think that right is wrong and wrong is right. They give you half-truths, and they try to motivate you instead of giving you the word of God. You know, motivate you just itching your ears to what you want. You know, what you want instead of what you need. We need the word of God. It's our basic instructions before leaving the earth. The Bible says, and ye shall therefore keep, like I said, keep my statutes. Don't let it go. Keep holding on to God's word and my judgment, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourns among you. It said for all these abominations, not some of them, it said all of these abominations, get in your word and read the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament. Come on. It tells you about the acts of immorality that's forbidden. Forbidden me is against that you're not to do. But that's all we see today in the house of God. You know, homosexuals are taking over the church. They ruling. I mean, they pastors. They got man, and first stuff that just don't make any sense. But because you have been bewitched, you can't even recognize that it's not right. Bewitched, you tricked. Who has bewitched you? The Bible says who? Tell me, it has to be a person. He has to use somebody to be with you. Huh. Get ready, get ready. Now you see what you're getting ready for, right? Mm-hmm. Woman down loose. Now you see what he was talking about. Right? Silly women. As he called you, right? He told you the wolves was coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Bible says, and ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation nor any strangers that sojourn among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. It's dirty. It's dirty. That's all you see. I mean, these preachers that's in the pulpit now, I'm telling them, they're cussing. T.D. Jakes, I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just can't understand why people can't see that he is not who he was when he came out. Come on. The Bible already told you they crept in. The great Jakes crept in along with the rest of these men. Yeah, all these little brotherhood Nimrod builders trying to build a tower back to heaven, which they'll never reach. I mean, they can build skyscrapers and, you know, and all these temples and all this stuff. Never reach heaven. You never reach heaven. Man got a lot of knowledge, but you only do what God allows, except for what God allows. The Bible says, for all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, dirty, defiled, polluted, unclean, like I said, that the land screw not you out also. If we don't get right, we'll screw you out also. When you defile it, it screws out the nation that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the soul that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Shall ye keep my ordinance that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourself therein, for I am the Lord your God. He's the Lord our God. Come on, y'all. Righteous versus unrighteousness. We need to get back The landmark has been removed. Need to repent. Repent. Yeah, just like Daniel, you know, he repented in Babylon for Israel, you know, because of all the wickedness and the stuff that they were doing, you know, he repented. He repented for them. We're here to rent a church is trying to help you. We're telling you to repent. Get godly sorry. Lord, I'm so sorry that I turned away and from the faith. I walked away. I got hooked up with the world. And you said we're in the world but not of this world. Lord, search me. Search my heart. Help me to repent and get back to the word of God, to the truth. That's what we need to do, repent. The Bible says repent, every one of you. Yes. Let's go to Chronicles. Pray I can help. Somebody as I go along this way. There's so much going on. But God is still God. And besides him, there is no other. Second Chronicles. Yes, Lord. I pray that you all will pay attention to what has happened and what is happening around you. As I always say, signs are for a reason. You know, if we didn't have signs, we wouldn't know, you know, which way to go, what to do, where we're going, you know. So signs are very important. This nation. Has forgotten God. Yes, Lord. 7:14 says, no, let's start at 13. It says, if I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, I'm telling you the nets are in New York and in New Jersey, they said so many nets. I seen it. People can't hardly see. It's a place, y'all. This nation. This is not it. Don't get wrong. It said, if I shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and if I command the locusts to devour the land, we thought Corona was something. Okay. Or if I send pestilence among my people, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, his name is Jesus, shall humble themselves. Come on, humble yourself. You know, look how the church look now. This is not the church, y'all. This stuff that they're doing in there, this is not God. It's defiled. The enemy is in there. The Antichrist spirit is in there. They're using religion to get to you, to blind you. And the Bible says remove not, but they have removed the old landmark. Oh, my God. The Bible says, but if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Come on, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Say, Lord, it's me. I know I shouldn't get with this stuff. We're in this world, but not out of this world. God, you've been good to me. God, you brought me out of so many things. I mean, when the enemy came in like a flood, I could have been dead so long ago. You stepped in and you held back the hands of death. I know I ain't the only one that he stepped in and held back the hands of death. For you, for your family, for your loved ones. For your children, they've been in some hard places, and you pray for them. And God stepped right in and held back the hands of death. What a mighty God. He's still God. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. Like I said, they're trying to point you to drugs and, you know, and trust the drugs and, you know, the mental health crisis center and all that kind of stuff. Jesus. I'll point you to Jesus. He's a mind regulator. He will regulate your thoughts. He'll cast that devil out because that's all it is demons. You heal the sick. He raised the dead. He's the same God. The man that was a lunatic. Now, come on now. And he raised him up. Because that's all those spirits are, is demonic spirits possessing you where you don't open yourself up to. Things you listen to, the music, you know, the movies that y'all watch with your eyes. These are gates. These are the wonders to your soul. You know, your eyes is a wonder to your soul. You have to be careful what you take in, what you watch, where you go, what you listen to. Everything is a sign for you to watch. Pay attention to who's around you and what they're doing and what they're saying around you. Pay attention. The Bible says, for if my people which are called by my name, which his name is Jesus, will humble themselves, humble yourself today, and do what? And pray. Come on, the church ain't praying. The church is playing. And we don't have time to play. It's a praying time. They say you can include in and everything in your life now. That's not what the Bible said. He said, deny yourself. Deny you. That's what you do. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Come on. Get back to the landmark, the old landmark. This God is doing a new thing now. They're leading you right on down. The Pied Piper leading you right on down to hell. The Bible saying Isaiah said hell has enlarged itself. I mean, it's made room for everybody that wants to go. It wasn't made for you. It wasn't meant for you. It was only meant for the Lucifer, the Satan, and those demons, those angels that fell with him. That's what it was meant for. It wasn't meant for you. The Bible said, and pray and seek my face. Seek your face. Not these preachers, you know, that y'all lifting up and praising and acting like they God. They not God. They some men just like you. Kenneth Copeland. All them is men. And a matter of fact, he's a crazy man. I mean, drinking blood? Demonic. Sick. The church is sick, y'all. Witchcraft. That's why they can do that stuff in front of you and it not bother you. They cast a spell over your mind. Who has bewitched you? Come out from under the spell. How you get out? Through the word of God. Call on the name of Jesus. Trust him. Believe that he will bring you out and he will. Without a doubt. You got it's important what you believe. I told you it's important what you believe. It's important who you believe. Who you believe in. It's that, and turn from what? Your wicked ways or wicked stuff going on. I'm telling you, it's witchcraft everywhere. Sorcery everywhere. Pharmacare everywhere. Pharmacy, drugs everywhere being pushed. Y'all being pushed to take drugs now. You ain't being pushed to be healed now. Well, matter of fact, the ones were in the church today, they couldn't do it anyway because they sinners running the church. So you better turn to God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your temple. You better get along with God and call on him and trust him, and he will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. All that are captive, he will set you free. He may be captive by the enemy. You know, we're born in sin, but you can be born again. Born in sin, born with the sin nature. But you can be born again. How? Through the word of God. Meditate on his word day and night. Trust his word. It said, and turn from your wicked ways. Some wicked stuff going on. Some evil stuff. Some perverted sick stuff. Then will I hear from heaven. He said, you'll hear from heaven. And he will what? forgive their sin. He'll forgive your sin, and he will heal the land. That's what you want. If you would turn from your wicked ways. He said he'll forgive our sins, and he'll heal our land. And he will. Oh, yes. Yes, he will, if you trust him. Never doubt. The word of God said he will surely bring you out. Jesus is coming again. He's coming for a ready church. Remove not the old landmark, y'all. Get back. Run for your life. Yeah. Your house is on fire. Run. Run. Run for your life. We're going to Jude. I'm not a preacher. I'm just taking you to the word of God. And pray that I can make a difference. Word of God says, in 1 Jude 1:7 said, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication. This is the church today. This is the church house today. Fornication. And doing and going after strange flesh. There's some strange stuff going on in God's house, y'all. Strange flesh. Just saw an article too where a man, I think he's been messing with his child. I think he was like 30 and the child was like a little child, maybe 7 or something like that. I gotta read that article again. I'm gonna put it up here. On the ready church, but I mean, pervert. Oh my God. Oh my God. These preachers and oh my God. And I think I read an article where I put out, what was his name? Larry Trotter. Supposed to be a single preacher. But Lord, messing with everybody in the church. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to be careful where y'all go. Y'all be careful whose table you eating from. You from the devil's table. Everybody ain't no clean cook. Lord have mercy. You eat from a dirty spoon. This is dirty. Dirty. It says, set forth an example. Suffering. Suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. You know what that is? Hell, right? It said, likewise, also these filthy dreamers defiling the flesh. That's what we got going in the church now. Despising the man and speaking evil of dignitaries. Let's go down to 11th verse, and I'm going to close. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. You know, and ran greedy. That's what we got today. Everybody just joining brotherhood and, you know, all about the money, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's an old boys club. You stretch my back and I stretch yours for your soul. It's for these people's soul. These people, oh, my God, you don't know, but your soul is at stake. And you're placing your hand in these men's hands. That's greedy. The word of God saying, it said, and they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward. They're getting paid, y'all. Don't be careful what church y'all in. These people out the money. Pastor's purse. Come on now. He said, go without price. If you want to bless somebody, that's different. You know what I'm saying? But these preachers, they standing up telling you, I want 10 of y'all to give me $1,000. 10 of y'all give me $100. And that really adds up. It said, and perish in the gainsay of Korah. Lord, we pray today, God, that we will continue to minister to people all around the world. Oh, my God, that we will all search our hearts and our mind and what we believe and in whom we believe, God. For the hour is growing late, God. I pray for these leaders that are leading people way in the street. I pray for Jakes, and I pray for all those leaders that are leading people way in astray in this last and evil day. We pray against everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over all these witchcraft spirits and spells that people are trying to place over people's mind, bodies, and souls where they can't see you, oh God, where they crept in unaware. In the name of Jesus, using phrases, catchphrases, in the name of Jesus to manipulate. It's not from you, oh God. False prophets and false teachers and leaders everywhere, oh God. Getting things set up for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast system. We pray that you deal with men and women, boys and girls' heart, God, to come to the knowledge of the truth and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to make a difference in your life that you'll be ready when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall return. We want to be that ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives, where we will run and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name, we pray. Devil defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ, dear Lord. God bless you, ready church.